Okay, let's get into this. You hear about cyber attacks, right? Especially on big names like M&S and Co-op. And you kind of picture these super hackers breaking through digital walls.
Right, something really high tech.
But what's really striking about this recent one is it looks like they just bypassed all that. They went for the people.
Yeah, it's surprisingly low tech in a way, but clever. Our sources are saying both M&S and Co-op got hit, not by some, zero-day exploit, but by social engineering. Getting into IT support systems that way, it really makes you rethink where the real vulnerabilities are.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing in this deep dive. We're looking at this M&S and co-op situation using the info we've gathered. The goal isn't to like drown you in tech jargon. It's about understanding what went down, why it matters so much, and honestly, what we can all learn. Businesses, even just us online.
Sounds good. And we have a decent amount of reporting to work from here.
We do. So let's start with the attack itself, social engineering.
Precisely. And the core method here, based on what we're seeing, was impersonation. They weren't fighting code, they were pretending to be employees, specifically targeting the IT help desks at both companies.
It's almost bold, isn't it? Just calling up and pretending.
Well, yeah.
And they were aiming for access. The sources say they basically talked help desk staff into resetting passwords.
That seems to be the key. A simple password reset. That's their way in.
Which just highlights this whole social engineering angle, doesn't it? It's about playing on human psychology, on trust.
Absolutely. It's manipulating behavior, not necessarily breaking code. And as our sources stress, this kind of thing can walk right past even really strong technical defenses because it exploits that, human instinct to be helpful. Systems are often designed for efficiency, for helping people quickly. Attackers know that.
Makes all the firewalls seem a bit less relevant if a phone call works.
Well, it highlights a different kind of vulnerability, and the info we have points to why help desks are such a target.
Their job is speed, right?
Yeah,
Quick support.
exactly. That pressure for fast assistance can sometimes mean checks aren't as tight as they maybe should be. If authentication isn't rock solid, or if staff aren't really trained to spot these impersonation tricks, they become, well, potential weak link.
Okay, so they got in. What happened next? What were the immediate effects, especially for M&S? Sounds like it was pretty bad.
It was substantial, yeah. Reports suggest that around April 25th, their online side for clothing and home goods website and app just went dark, shut down completely.
Wow, that's huge for online sales.
Massive disruption. And it didn't stop there
No.
because these systems are all linked, right? There were knock-on effects, issues with food supply chains, items missing in stores, stock levels all over the place.
Right, so even shoppers in physical stores would have noticed something was wrong.
Probably. It shows how interconnected everything is. A breach in IT support impacting physical stock.
Yeah, that integration, while efficient normally, becomes a liability here.
It can, yes. If the systems for orders, inventory, logistics are all tied together, a problem in one area can definitely cascade.
And customer trust must have taken a hit. People expect things to just work.
Absolutely. Reliability is key. And then there's the financial market reaction.
Right. What did the stock market make of it?
It reacted fast and not positively. The info shows M&S shares dropped 4% on May 6th, and they were already down 12% since the news first broke around April 22nd. Investors clearly saw this as serious.
So significant financial damage right off the bat. But it's not just the immediate sales loss or stock dip, is it? There are longer-term costs.
Oh, definitely. This goes way beyond the initial disruption. We've seen analysis like from Deutsche Bank estimating costs hitting $30 million. That's like $40 million already, with a potential ongoing hit of 15 million pounds per week.
Per week. Wow.
That's a
It's
little skip
huge.
into your dream.
And you'd think, okay, cyber insurance, that must help.
It helps, yes, but the sources we have really caution about its
Oh,
limits.
so.
Well, policies often have caps, and they might cover the immediate losses, but the really big costs, like rebuilding your entire IT infrastructure from the ground up, that might not be fully covered or covered for long enough.
Right, that makes sense. Rebuild, getting forensic experts in, upgrading everything for the future, those costs just pile up.
Exactly. The final bill is likely going to be much higher than those initial figures.
Okay, so who was behind this? We've seen a couple of names thrown around.
Yeah, it's a bit murky. Initially, this group Dragon Force claimed they hit both Co-op and M&S.
And they made some pretty big claims about stealing data too, didn't they, from co-op?
Yes, claiming they took personal data from 20 million co-op customers, which is a huge number.
But then other sources point elsewhere for the M&S attack.
That's right. Several reports attribute the M&S incident specifically to a group called Scattered Spider.
Scattered Spider. Are they well known?
They are, yeah. Known for big hacks, ransomware, and crucially, social engineering, which fits the pattern here perfectly.
Okay. And this Dragon Force group, the ransomware they supposedly use, sounds particularly nasty.
It does. It's not just about locking systems, which is bad enough.
Right.
The sources describe it as ransomware that also steals data first, exfiltrates it.
Ah, so they hold the data hostage too.
Exactly. They can then demand money not just to unlock your systems, but also to stop them releasing all the sensitive data they stole. It's like a double extortion.
That's grim. And it really brings home the risk beyond just operational problems, employee data, customer data.
That's probably the biggest worry for individuals caught up in this. It's not just about M&S or co-op being offline. It's your personal info potentially out there.
Yeah. Increases the risk of identity theft, fraud, all sorts of nasty stuff for potentially millions of people if those claims are true.
It's a serious concern.
So unsurprisingly, the government got involved.
Yeah.
The National Cybersecurity Center, NCSC.
Yes, the NCSC stepped in pretty quickly. They put out an urgent warning.
To all businesses.
Yeah, basically telling everyone, check your help desk procedures now. Check how you verify employee identities. It really flags how serious they view this social engineering threat.
And some top people there, Jonathan Ellison, Ollie Whitehouse, they warned about online crime just generally increasing, right? Needing better defenses.
They did. It reinforces that this isn't some isolated fluke. It's part of a bigger worrying trend. Businesses need to be proactive.
We also saw comments from C.N. Martin, he used to run the NCSC.
Yes. His insights are usually very valuable.
He was saying the long recovery time for M&S, potentially weeks, is kind of expected given the scale.
Right. It's not just flipping a switch back on. You're essentially rebuilding networks. Major work.
And he also mentioned the reputational damage, that recovery isn't just technical.
Crucial point. Trust takes time to rebuild with customers, with everyone.
And Martin, along with others, seemed to echo that point about cyber insurance limitations, too.
Yeah, reinforcing that idea. Time caps on payouts, maybe not covering everything like customer lawsuits or fines from regulators.
So for businesses listening, thinking, how do we stop this happening to us? What are the key prevention steps emerging from this?
Well, number one is strengthening those help desk security protocols. Multi-factor authentication, MFA, is critical for any big changes or access.
Right, not just a password.
No. Maybe looking at biometrics, too, for verifying identity. And training. Really intensive, ongoing training for help desk staff so they can spot these manipulation attempts.
Makes sense. Make it much harder to impersonate someone.
Yeah.
And what about training for everyone else?
Absolutely vital. Sources really stress comprehensive cybersecurity awareness for all employees. Things like running fake phishing emails, you know?
Phishing simulations.
Yeah, to see who clicks. It helps people get better at spotting deception. Regular audits, continuous education, it's got to be constant.
And beyond the practical steps, there are legal worries too, aren't there? Especially around data.
Oh, for sure. Regulations like GDPR in Europe and UK data protection laws, they have teeth.
Big fines.
Potentially huge fines if you fail to protect customer data adequately or if you don't report a breach properly and promptly. The regulatory heat can be intense.
And it's worth noting, this tactic, using social engineering to get that first foothold, it's not entirely new, is it?
No, the sources mentioned parallels. Incidents at Uber, at Twitter, similar stories of attackers tricking their way inside. It shows a pattern, a preferred method for some groups.
It really feels like that human weak link is being targeted more and more.
It seems that way. It can be very effective.
So for M&F and co-op now, rebuilding trust must be paramount. How do they even start?
Transparency is probably number one. Being open about what happened, what data might be affected, especially with that co-op claim floating around.
Aye.
Offering support like credit monitoring if needed, and telling people exactly what they're doing to fix things, to improve security, constant communication is key.
And it seems the whole retail sector needs to be on high alert. Our sources mentioned retailers are prime targets.
They really are. Think about the data they hold. Masses of customer details, names, addresses, and crucially, payment information.
Yeah.
That makes them incredibly attractive for data theft, for extortion. The potential payday for criminals is just huge.
Okay, so let's just quickly pull together the main threads here, like a quick summary.
Good idea.
So the breach happened how?
impersonating employees, tricking IT help desks into password resets, social engineering.
And who's thought to be responsible?
Scattered Spider for the MNS attack, potentially using DragonForce ransomware. DragonForce also claimed the co-op hit.
Financial impact on MNS.
Estimated 30 million lost so far, potentially 15 million more each week it continues.
Is customer data at risk?
Yes, potentially both employee and customer data. DragonForce claims a massive breach at co-op.
Main NCSC advice.
Review and strengthen help desk security protocols immediately.
And cyber insurance.
Helps, but has significant limitations. Don't expect it to cover everything. It covers the main points, yeah.
So wrapping this deep dive up, the big takeaway really feels like the vulnerability of the human factor in all this tech.
Absolutely. Even huge companies with presumably big security budgets can get hit hard by deception aimed at people.
And it's not just a lesson for the giants, is it?
Not at all. Vigilance, strong checks, good training that applies to every business, small or large.
Yeah. And even for us individually, right? It makes you think about how easily we could be fooled online. So maybe a final thought for you listening. Consider how much we rely on these digital systems at work, at home. What steps could you take to be more aware of social engineering? Where are your weak spots, maybe? And what could you do starting today to tighten things up?
Yeah.
Definitely something worth thinking about.